Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network, and we're located out of Memphis, Tennessee. Glad to have you joining us this evening for this cosmic journey that we're getting ready to take. Anyone can access this show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. Live or by going to archives, which is really the on-demand section and is available shortly after the show finishes. Now, if you are not online or have someone who wants to hear the show, you can always call in at 347-838-9142. And if you have a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142, and Annie, the moderator, will see your number pop up and she will get you in. And we are so excited tonight. Our guest is Mona Delfino. She is a wonderful guest to have. She's been on several times before. I love it when she's on. She always shares some awesome information with us. Mona is a quantum shaman, so she may explain a little bit about that too. So we want someone that's in the quantum. But before I bring Mona in, I do want to tell everyone a little bit about the RBR Network. We have several, every day we have someone that has a show. And on Mondays, you always have me at 4:30, that is Pacific Central Time or 6:30 Central Standard Time. Then we on Tuesdays, the I Am Well Show, the Night Church Show. The I Am Well Show is at 8 p.m., the Night Search Show is at 9:30. Wednesdays is the No Show. That's at 7 p.m. The Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program is live at 8:30. All these are live shows, and they have the best guests on there. We're all trying to bring you just wonderful people and some very knowledgeable information that helps us get through these times. Thursdays, we have Progressive News Weekly. That's at 5:30. And that's the Simple Standard Time with Derek Hart. Friday, the Searchers Roadmap Show. That's with Rhonda Harrison. That's at 1 p.m. The Dream Vision 7 Show is 3 p.m. with Deborah Gouvet from Boston. And Saturday, the Sound of Music Soul Town. That's at 3 p.m. That's out of Memphis by Reginald Jenkins. And Sunday is the Dream Vision 7 Show again. That's out of Boston. So now you've got the rundown of all the shows that we offer throughout the week. So be sure and tune in, but always tune in to my show on Mondays at 4:30. Again, that's Pacific Coast time, and or 6:30 Central Standard Time. Evening, we are going to have so much fun. So get ready for an exciting and powerful talk from Mona, and that's to say the least of it. She's going to be sharing the adolescence of humanity in 2015 and how humanity will be kneading the dough, as she calls it. But a little bit about Mona. She is a medical intuitive, a vibrational healer, and massage therapist. She's been an exceptional body worker for over 30 years, so she's got lots of knowledge and experience. Her passion and abilities as a healer became apparent at a very young age. She is internationally renowned author, sought-after speaker, and extraordinary healer. She has a vibrant, nurturing, uplifting energy of well-being and pure joy, and as soon as she starts talking, you will feel that. She is a coach and a mentor with the Institute of HeartMath, and she's recognized an accomplished spiritual priestess and shaman, and she has a truly remarkable track record of healing abilities. She helps you understand and clear old unwanted patterns that have you can see that she can give you individual sessions by Skype, phone, or in person. She hosts retreats. She has energy mechanic classes. She is just into everything. She is so much fun. And she studied with Native American teachers and medicine men and women, Hawaiian kahunas, Dr. Jeffrey Thompson for sound healing. So she has just got just a world of information to be sharing. And her website is wonderful, so be sure and check it out. It's www.sacredreconnections.com. Okay, Mona, good evening.
Good
and
evening,
ears.
Cam. Hey, how are you? It's so good to be here today.
Thank you. We're glad to have you. So go ahead and tell us everything.
Well, thank you so much, honey, for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure to be on your show with your audience, and I always appreciate the questions as well at the end so that people can ask questions. Yeah, I have a really big background, and all that without a doctorate. Go figure. And the best part is that I love it. My work is really, really special at this point. I'm feeling very, very honored to have what I have within, because all the years I've been working are paying off to everything that we're doing today. The changes that are happening in the world are so immense, and they're so fast. And yet, there's an oxymoron of feelings going on for people. People are starting to feel a little bit more out of sorts, but at the same time, you know what? There's this challenge that we are facing, especially in today's times in 2015 right now. We're facing the challenge of having to grow, of having to feel more centered, of having to come from more of who we really are and not what we thought we were. So a lot of people, Pam, they ask me questions like, Mona, what does that mean? You know, I mean, there are a lot of people out there that don't quite understand what's going on, but they're getting sick pretty quick. And there's a lot of this going on, and I think everybody knows for the most part that these changes are pretty rampant. And for those that don't, you know, you're going to find out sooner or later. These are really big times. Things are different now. You know, they're not the same as they used to be, and that's just the way life is right now. We're learning how to recreate it. And so a big, big part of us right now is experiencing what all the scientists are talking about. And let me explain. The scientists right now are discussing, and this actually comes from Princeton University, it comes from Stanford, and it comes from Berkeley. They all came out at the very same time with articles in their journals of science, okay, and they're talking about the time in history that we are in right now. And I don't know, Pam, have you heard of this? They're discussing that we are in the sixth extinction of the human race.
Oh,
and
I haven't heard that.
Every 26,000 years, we go through a cycle. And so they're talking about it as being the sixth extinction of the human race. Now, the interesting part is that we have to look at that directly, because this is not necessarily true. It is in the fact that it is a cycle. Okay, that is true. What is not necessarily true is the part about the extinction. The reason why, in my book about this, and I've been doing this work a long time, and I read all kinds of energy, and the reason why I feel that this is so important is because what we are dealing with is we're dealing with a concept that we all came back here to recreate a new world. That's why it looks so shabby sometimes. That's why it looks so out of sorts, or what some people call fourth dimensional. It doesn't feel like it's gelling. It feels like it's getting more chaotic. You know, you feel that? That there are times where it feels like the world's going through more chaos, and it's like, what's coming up? What's happening? Why are we going through this? Well, the answer is because what we're doing is things have to come up to come out. And what that means is that it happens in each individual, as well it happens in the world. A single individual is going through a time period where they're having to make a decision based on what they have from their past. Who have you been? What kind of survival issues did you carry? And are you keeping them? Or are you learning how to be free? Are you learning how to be happy? And it all comes down to, what are you allowing in your life and what are you not? Now, this is important, because you are the ones who are making the decision to recreate a new world. Every one of us that are remaining right now on this planet are the ones who have the strength to magnetize through each other a new dimension. And what that means is, when you are working with other people, or you're talking truth with other people, remember when Jesus said the truth will set you free? We're at that period of time right now where we're being challenged, and the universe is going, well, are you going to do it or aren't you? And so that's why all these red blood moons are coming up and the full moons are getting stronger and, you know, all the changes in the universe are happening, but it's to help us. It's to bless us. It's to help us to recreate and reexamine what we didn't like in the world for 26,000 years and then bring ourselves into a position of saying, how would we do it differently? And remember, it is not based simply on any form of religion or tradition. That's the old way. So when I just wrote an article, Pam, called The Adolescence of Humanity. And in that article, it came to me about 3 weeks ago that we are in the adolescent stages. And what that means is that, this is how I see it, is that we've agreed to pass legislation in the world, you know, like we're freeing up people to go ahead and be legal to smoke marijuana. You know, maybe you feel sick and you want to smoke that for feeling better. So now it's legalized. And then we also have legalized gay marriage. So as we are looking at what the world is doing, we're seeing that, hey, we're kind of, you know, we're feeling what's happening in the new world. We're allowing ourselves to not be so judgmental. You see what I'm saying? It's like everybody is coming into this new legalization of this and new legalization of that because we are allowing ourselves to grow. Now, in the process, we don't know down the road if that's actually going to be such a good idea for people, no matter what we're doing, because we have to decide how we're going to be responsible for it. So it's almost like you give a kid you give a teenager a driver's license, okay? You have to trust that teenager that he's going to drive carefully and hope to God and pray that he isn't going to drunk and drive at night and, you know, crash into something. And so this is kind of where we're at. If it makes sense to people, we're learning how to trust ourselves. Okay, so humanity has got to learn how to trust that we need to let go of judgments and we need to let go, just like a parent, we would have to let go of our teenager at some point and say, well, you know, he's on his own now and he's really got to make this work and he knows he has to work to pay the rent. So what would that mean in our world? That would mean that we would still have to be responsible, you know, and we have to do things well so that we understand that freedom, you know, comes with a cost, and the cost is being responsible. So this is it, responsible for our actions. And, you know, and as we're growing up, we have to recognize that we are witnessing new changes. And even if we don't like them, you know, it's part of life and that challenges are really big blessings in disguise. So in the world that I was looking at earlier, in this concept of the ideas, they are showing us that we are in a process of change. We are in a process of shifting. And if we can kind of narrow it down to saying that maybe we are in the adolescent stages, then we will begin to take more responsibility and saying, wow, well, what kind of job do we want? What do we want to do next? That's where we're at individually. Every person is being challenged to identify who you really are, not what you came from, not who you were when you were born into a religion, not who you were when you went to Catholic school, or not, you know, you're learning to become who you are, how you really feel. Your heart center is starting to open. This is the way it is. People are coming to me every day, Pam, and they're asking for help. And what I see in our world right now, and I'm telling you, it's all over the world. It's not just in the United States. What I'm seeing is people who are coming up against fears. They're coming up inside of themselves going, oh, God, I really don't know what my purpose is. I don't know where I belong. You know, what am I supposed to do about da-da-da-da-da? So these questions are much more than they ever used to be before. And I'm sure that everybody can identify on some level that they know people who are really going through struggles or really going through changes more so than they ever have before. And a lot of it is because we haven't learned how to identify the truth within ourselves. And that's what these challenges are bringing to us. That's what they're asking us is unfold, unfold, unfold. See? And so this is why this is such an important time to understand that we are being gifted a new time in history, a redirection, you know, a recalibration, all new beginnings are happening right now. So this is why this is so important. So I wanted to make sure that people kind of can comprehend that. Now, For anybody who understands or has heard anybody channel, I know we've got like Lee Carroll, and he channels Kryon, and you know, a lot of really good people out there are coming up with these channelings. I've been channeling somebody named Azora. She's from the Pleiadians, and she has been coming through me since 2012. She found me. I wasn't sure I even wanted to do any of that. And she found me. And when I started to recognize that this was information that I needed to get out in the world, when I really started to feel it, she told me who she was. And so every now and then I'll do this channeling stuff. Well, I came through last December in 2014, at the very end of the year, one of my clients had asked me to do a channeling for her, and she's got MS. And so I sat down and started reading for her. And one of the things I got was, Azora comes through and she totally blew me away. She said something like this. She said, in 2015, humanity is going to be kneading the dough. And what that means, we're going to be creating a new taste for our future. So in 2015, we're going to say, we've had enough. We don't want to do this anymore. But what are we going to do about it? How are we going to change our future or even our own personal lives? And then she mentioned that we would be needing it. And then, you know, that's K-N-E-A-T-I-N-G, kneading that dough and then getting it ready for the oven by adding our own flavors, our spices, getting our fingers kind of dirty in the dough, really getting in there and mixing things up. And then we're going to create something very tasty. This is our plan. We want to make the future good. I would say that most every single person would like to see a happier future for all of us. And so this is what she said, 2015, you're going to be self-empowered. You're going to start learning how to take your power back. And all of this is going to be all in that nifty creativity that we're carrying and allowance to be able to become more creative. And then she says in 2016, we would be putting the dough in the oven. Okay, so that means we're going to start solidifying what we're doing today. And then by 2017, we're going to eat the bread. So you see how this is all kind of like, this was her analogy, and this is the way it came across. But I was so impressed with this. And so I wanted to share this with you because right now, everything you're doing today is going to matter so much more in a year from now because everything's speeding up and the dynamics are getting stronger. You know, people have talked about the electromagnetic energy around the Earth, and that's actually the Schumann frequency. Schumann frequency is actually like the tar strings, and this is the way that HeartMath talks about it. Dr. Roland McCready, you know, he discusses this a lot in the world right now, gets out and talks to all these universities and students and energy medicine and everything, because it's important for us to know that we're being hit, we're being downloaded by new frequency. And that's all in our solar system. And as this happens, as the solar flares hit, we may have an M class or an X class, and especially if it's Earth directed, the Schumann frequency are like little guitar strings around the Earth, and they boing, you know, and they actually feel the energy coming in. Well, when that hits the outside of the Earth, it's also hitting our heart. So that's why people feel, gosh, I feel weird today, or gosh, I'm not clear today, or wow, today's a really good day. You know, so we're noticing that each day feels a little bit different, and we're starting to recognize that. See, we're living the dream. We're starting to become more of the elusive energies of spirit. We are living it. So as this gets stronger in our universe, we're going to be able to depict more of these feelings faster. You see, and that's what's happening. This has been happening now for quite a few years, Pam, and we're starting now to become more cognizant, more recollective. So even though people might feel confused or might feel like they don't know what they're doing, you really do know. You really do know, and you're starting to learn that you know. So remember, some of the people that I'm working on right now, I like to tell them that you're just re-remembering what you already know. This time you're going to do it different. You're going to make it better. Because this is the time that we can change the world. And that's my point, is we are all changing the world by being here. No matter how you look at it, no matter how you say it, even in the science world, we are changing the world so that we don't have to be extinct. We don't have to go through it again, like the dinosaurs or the floods or anything. We don't have to do that. All we have to do is recognize that we're recreating and not get stuck in the fear of listening to people like Ed Dames who say that we're getting ready for a kill shot, okay, and things like that. If you buy into the fear, you're gonna stop yourself from being intuitive. And the whole point of the universe's beauty and blessings is to help us to become more intuitive, more recognizing each other so that we don't judge anything anymore. And like I said, as long as we are, as a world and as a community and a society, accepting more legalizations and starting to see that we are actually becoming more than we've ever been. I mean, when would this have ever happened that we all accept the gay marriages from a legal standpoint? This is the first time in history that we are beginning to witness that we are not judging that way anymore. And thank God that we can actually start to become more than what we were so that we can realize that we're walking into the unknown. But what do you want to do when you walk into the unknown? You want to be humble. You want to be open. Your eyes want to open big. You want to look in the universe and say, thank you. I want this. I want to see the new beginnings. I'm bored. I want to see something new. So that's why people say, well, what's my purpose? What am I supposed to do? I don't know if I want to work here anymore. I don't know if I want to do it. Well, then don't. Find something that you're passionate about. You know, Joseph Campbell used to talk about, you know, the myth and legend teacher. He would always talk about following your bliss. Follow your bliss. There's no such thing necessarily as a purpose in the way that you're looking at it. Purpose does not mean what kind of job you're doing to help service the world. Purpose means, who are you? What did you come here for within your heart? Are you here to learn your lesson? Of course we are. That's your purpose. Are you learning your lesson? That's what it's about. It's more internal than external. And this is why the importance of who you are is going to matter in the world. This is very important. So, do you have any questions?
Well, I guess it's just what you said is about it's internal now, and we have to forget, you know, are we doing what we came here to say we would do? And we're just figuring out that we did come here to do something, you know, and maybe it was something really big or whatever, but are we doing it? I think that's the thing. And also just how things are being revealed now, that people aren't getting by with stuff like they used to. And I mean, it's just a wake up. Everybody's eyes are going, wow, you know. It seems like every day it's something else, you know, that people having to be true and honest and walking their talk, you know, really.
Yes.
You know, if they say they're doing something, they've got to show that they're doing it. I know I am. That's how I feel all the time. And some days I go, you know, why in the world did I sign on for this? This is, you know, this is a big experiment down here, and, you know, I decide, oh, I'm going to come in there and be a part of that and everything, but some days it's not easy, and I know that a lot of people feel that way. I'm like you. They're always calling me up, and, you know, I'm going through this, I'm going through that, and, you know, and it's almost like we don't have protection like we used to have against things.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's out in the open now. We just, you know, we can't hide from anything.
Yes. And you're absolutely right, honey. And as we come out and we start seeing that exploitation and we're going, oh, my gosh, it's a little bit fearful. Sometimes you can be afraid. But my message to the people is that all you're doing is waking up. All you're doing is allowing. And you know what? It's only going to get bigger. As the days continue in 2016, 2017 come alive, we are actually expanding ourselves in order to become more unified. And that's what this is about. So people thought they knew God. You didn't even know how to touch it. That's what this is. It's almost like we're now beginning to really, really expand ourselves inside of our souls to allow the way of the shaman. And that's one of the things I teach is how to understand shamanism. It's important because our hearts are opening. And if the heart opens, we must remember that we need to go simple. If you start thinking too heavy, too much, too mental, you're not going to listen to the heart. The heart has a recognition of the knowledge of who you are. It's really the, you know, the doorway to the soul. And we've talked about that before, you and I, you know. And yet at the same time, people don't trust it because they're not sure they can, you know. Or maybe they think that the love that they had didn't work for them and they got bombarded and felt left out or rejected. And therefore, their poor heart got left out too. That's where they thought. But, you know, the death doesn't come from somebody else. It comes from you. And so when you start pulling back your power, which is really what we're being asked for to do in this year of 2015, it's crucial. We have to become more self-empowered. And when people say, I don't know what that means, it means take your power back by being yourself. And the reality is stop buying into everybody else's drama. You know, give yourself time and space to remember to breathe and to be grateful for what you have. And if you're not happy, find out why. Deal with it. Do something about it. But recognize that you need to learn by growing within just like everybody else. And when you do that, when you really, really stop and think about it, you're going to find out how special you are. You're going to find out that you actually have something to say that matters. Because every single person matters, no matter who they are, what they do in their actions, it matters because it's felt just like the butterfly wings. It's felt on the other side of the world when it's really happening on the other side. So you're going to recognize sooner or later your thoughts expand. You might think, oh gosh, I'm putting myself down or I'm not liking myself today. But you know what? When you do that to yourself, you're actually doing it to the world. So let me ask you this. What do you think the word service means? Does service mean we're just going to go out and smile when we don't really feel good inside? You know, I mean, we're going to go out and give and give and give until we burn out. That's not what Spirit's asking of us. That never has been. That's an old traditional idea of what service meant. But that's not who we are. If you really want to talk about service, then clean your act up and then become more of who you are inside, and that then will magnify in our world as within, so without, and it will start helping other people live better. That's the term service.
Okay. Well, it still doesn't sound easy, and I know it is in some ways, but it's like, oh my gosh, how can we can do this? Everyone can do this. It's just,
it's so easy.
We all have
it's
to know
funny.
That we're in it together and we have to do it. It's part of it.
No,
while
you
we're
just
here.
Find yourself happy. Find yourself doing something to distract your seriousness. If I can make it even simpler, I can say, you know, when you feel serious about something and you don't feel like you're very happy, then you can shift that. You can change it within yourself. You can actually say, gosh, darn it, you know, this is just another day, until to the point where you get fed up with it. And, you know, I'm working with clients today that are really tired of feeling ugly or feeling bad about themselves or feeling like they can't do something, you know. And it's like, well, why would you want to put yourself through that? You know, you got to reach out. You got to try. You got to give yourself a little bit more credit where credit's due. This is the thing that we haven't done, is we haven't learned to love ourselves on a level that has been acceptable to our own soul. And so this is what it's about. It's like, stop judging yourself, especially based on what other people think, because that doesn't do it for us anymore. Our vibrations are changing, and we're getting higher in our frequencies. So we need to recognize that. And this is the really, really biggie. It's a biggie in our world, and we really need to recognize that. So we've got to stop judging ourselves first and foremost, and then we can work our way through. And when you do that, you can't go wrong. You cannot go wrong. If you look at the way life is, you'll have, you know, there's always the light and the dark of everything. And you can't have the light without the dark, and you can't have the dark without the light. It's just the way it is. And so when you stop and think about it, it has to work that way. So in other words, these challenges that come to you are actually full-blown blessings. They're as big as the challenge. So your light is as big as that challenge. So if you think that you're just overwhelmed by all this, then find the light on the other side that's the match of the yin and the yang of that energy. You see? And then you won't feel so bad about it. You'll start looking into it a little bit differently and see deeper, look deeper, and find out why. Rather than judging yourself or feeling bad about yourself, you will start recognizing it. And, you know, Pam, the reason this is so important is because I want people to be healthy. And the way that we become healthy is not by going to counselors. It's not by going to doctors. It's not by looking outside of yourself. We've been doing that too long. The most important thing is to grab our power, pull it back, see that we are the medicine. We are the medicine. Medicine is truth, and truth sets you free. So if you really become more honest with yourself, you will start recognizing the truth, and then don't doubt it so much. Give yourself a chance. Open up to it, and then you'll see, even if you're uncomfortable, you can still breathe, and every breath you take breathe it a little bit more into the heart. Give it a little bit more of a chance. You see what I mean? And things start getting better for you. The reason this is important is because people are really finding themselves getting sick today a lot quicker than usual. And as all of your wonderful audience knows, is, you know, like when I've been on before, we've talked a lot about the physical body, and we talk a lot about why people get sick. What's the cause behind the effect? You know, and when people have physical ailments, what's in the body? You know, we know the legs are about moving forward. The hips are about support. You know, the ankle is going to tell us whether or not we're going in our right direction. If we're uncomfortable with the foundation that we've had versus going forward, we might sprain our ankle because they're not lining up. You can't say that you're going into your new life if you're unsure about it. You might sprain your ankle because the leg is trying to get you to move forward. You have to walk forward. We don't walk backwards, so we go forward. But this is the way the body works. It has a language as to what it's doing and why it does it. So example, the arms are about what we're carrying. You know, the hands are about what are you grasping. You know, your nerves today, the nervous system is kicked in because of the solar flares. The nervous system is kicked in for lots of reasons because you're coming up into a higher frequency. So as you stay balanced in your heart, then you will become feeling more like with stamina. You'll have more stamina in your life. You won't feel so tired. You'll be able to you know, work with people who are having problems because their problems won't affect you as much. This is the benefit of having your heart work with you. Okay, so this is important. And then your breathing, you know, if people aren't breathing, it's because they're not feeling safe. So these are the reasons why the body goes through things. So, you know, for your audience, I just want to say, you know, the more comfortable you feel on the inside for who you are, the better you're going, and challenge it, come into it. And the better you do that, the more you're going to find yourself happier and much, much less stressed. That has to be the way of life today so that we can actually encourage ourselves to feel better for ourselves and then also to help the world. And so I don't know how else to put that except that, you know, take your power back, you know, and then the rest of the body will be a lot happier. So, you know, if people want to know more about the body, you can certainly ask the questions. The neck is about flexibility. It's about, you know, look to the left as the receiving side and the right is the giver. And so when your neck is stiff, it means that you're not knowing how to be more flexible. When we have headaches, it has to do with not knowing how to make a decision. We might be faced with a decision, and then the head might hurt. And then we go, gosh, darn it, you know, I'm frustrated because I don't know how to make this decision. So you're going to have a headache. If it turns into a migraine, then it means you know what decision to make on a subconscious level. You're just not making it. And then it becomes a migraine. So, you know, and then there's all kinds of things that happen in the body. We have all kinds of diagnoses from doctors, which I would only call conditions. The diagnosis puts you in a category, and then you don't even know if you have it or not. You just assume because the doctor says so that this is what's wrong with you. And so then you buy into it, and God only knows it can kill you. So we have to remember we're the ones with the power and we're the ones that have the ability to go into remission. We're the ones that have the ability to change our thinking. And that's really what this comes down to is you're going to be finding yourself more powerful every single day because you're being blessed by the universe to do it. But if you want to stay in the throes of I'm not strong enough, I'm not good enough, me, I don't do this, I don't do that, then you're going to find yourself increasing the difficulty in your life, which unfortunately is going to drive you into a place of not feeling good about anything. So we have to kind of be careful because we're not going backwards. That would be like walking backwards. What we want to do is move forward. Okay, so there we go. That's really the big message of today.
Well, that's an awesome message, honey, and I'm right there with you every bit of it. I agree with you all about the body stuff because that's exactly what I study all the time, too, and understanding, you know, what all these little aches and pains and these miseries that we seem to come up with. Well, would you like to bring someone in and answer a question now? I've got a few people online here.
Sure, you betcha.
Okay, well, we've got the first caller is Bianca, and she's from New Mexico. Hi, Bianca.
Hi. Thank you for taking my phone call.
Hi, Bianca.
Hey, Mona. How are you?
Good, honey. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm actually the one that accidentally called your official line and not the radio for the show. Sorry about that.
Oh, so you went through the long way and decided to call the show. Wonderful.
Right, right.
Okay, what can I do for you, honey?
Well, I want to say thank you because the information that you are giving out is just, I mean, it's just, it's awesome. And so much, you just touched on so much. But my question is, talking about health issues, I've always been pretty much sensitive my whole life. And it seems like the last couple of years, my sensitivity to chemicals like fabric softener or really strong perfumes or exhaust fumes or anything toxic in my environment mm-hmm. sets me off. And mm-hmm. it's hard because I travel once a month to Los Angeles for school. And mm-hmm. I'm used to being, I guess, in my little space in New Mexico where the air is nice and I don't have to deal with chemicals and all the other stuff. So I just find it hard now to get out in public a lot, to even go to the grocery store sometimes.
Yeah.
And I just kind of wanted to know, what's your perspective on that?
Well, this is the interesting. Oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, go ahead. I interrupted. Go ahead.
Bianca, you know, you touched on a really big issue. This is a lot of people are going through this right now, and I love conversations. And I want to thank everybody that's trying to call in right now. A lot of it, you're going to help other people, too, at the same time. Okay, so chemical sensitivity is a really tough one because anytime I tell people what I know the energy to be with chemical sensitivity, they go, really? And it's like
yeah.
a lot of it is self. Okay, so here's the bottom line. The bottom line is self-doubt. The bottom line with chemical sensitivity is self-doubt. And it's like we're always on some kind of subconscious level, we're always looking on at the outside to see how we're being seen or felt, you know. And what it is,
mm-hmm.
that's why you get more sensitive, because you're more sensitive to what you're doing out there and what other people are thinking of you. It comes and goes like that. So what happens is our nervous system reacts in the form of chemical sensitivity to certain people who are aware, more so than other people, but you're so aware that it's actually turning into something that might kind of be negative for you.
Right.
And so what you got to do is you got to pull back yourself and say, you know, from this moment forward, I'm going to take this back and I'm going to recognize what I really feel and who I really am. In other words, give yourself permission to come home to you. And when you do that, you will actually become more aware. Your nervous system won't be so on fire. In the sense, what I mean by that is always, always high, high, high. That's why the chemical
right.
sensitivity comes in. It's because our nerves get too high and our adrenals get so full. So we just keep operating on this wing and a prayer, see? And that's what happens. So we have to kind of pull our power back in and get your rest. This is one of the big things I've noticed about people with chemical sensitivity is they're not getting enough rest. Sometimes their bodies just go into this, oh, God, I can't even, oh, I'm so tired all of a sudden. I can't even do that, you know. And has that happened
yeah.
to you, Bianca?
Yeah, that comes and goes, and I've noticed that, too, because it's different, and it's more common now with myself, I've noticed.
Right. So my suggestion would be to continue to take Rescue Remedy and to continue
mm-hmm.
to do, like, And start it out this way. You know, my big thing with this is I like to talk to people about apple cider vinegar baths because a lot of, and plus, of course, your own power. But the apple cider vinegar baths are good because you take a really, really hot bath and you get in before the water gets really hot, and then you put in one cup of apple cider vinegar, and that alone is going to help you to detox because, you know, people clean with apple cider vinegar. It's meant to detox and to pull out. And so when you can
right.
take a bath with it, it really will start pulling out that chemical sensitivity. You will start feeling better. And don't worry about it hurting you, harming you, or going into a chemical sensitivity with it, because the water
okay.
is going to dilute it. So you'll feel so much better. And then you go to bed.
Okay, that's I will definitely do that for sure.
Well, honey, that is about as easy as it can be. But, you know, if you have more questions, you definitely get a hold of me and we'll go from there. Okay?
Okay, perfect. Okay, thank you.
You got my number.
Yes, I do. Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye, honey.
Bye.
Well, thank you, Bianca. And again, if you wish to contact Mona, you can reach her at 541-639-1814 or go to her website, sacredreconnections.com. Oh, that was great. I love what you shared because it's like everything is for everybody. You know, the information you're giving helps all of us. Let's go on to our next caller since we had several people. Let's go to Dennis. He has been holding. He's from Oregon. Okay, let me bring Dennis in.
Hey, Mona. I saw you a couple, probably 2 or 3 years ago up in your place in Bend. Me and my wife came up, and after the Shasta conference, I got a hold of you. Anyways, I'm going through some problems now that I'd like to discuss that probably a lot of guys are going through at the same time. You know, my wife's got a lot of problems, so I'm basically a caregiver now. I've retired and, you know, spent a lot of time doing that. And I'm very sensitive to all these energies that are coming in right now, and I'm not handling them very well, to be honest with you. You know, I'm getting challenged on all different levels, physically, my body in certain areas, but more mentally, cigarettes and alcohol and sex addictions, these are all coming back up to be revisited right now. And it's just, it's, you know, it's pretty tough. I don't know what to do right now. I've been on a spiritual path for a long time, but I just don't know where to go right now.
Well, okay, so here's what you got to remember. Okay, so what's happening? These things that are being revisited, Dennis, you know what? I would say 90% of the world's with you on that one. Because what's happening, yeah, no kidding, you're not alone, honey. Let me tell you that. And a lot of it is because the process of growth is really, really detrimental of understanding. And the understanding will help you to feel a little bit more supported. And what that means is that 2 steps forward, 1 step back. The reason why this happens is to challenge you to see how much you really have grown, not how much you don't know, but how much you actually do. These are why the challenges continue. They want you to go in your heart and say, I can do this. I can get this. Now, the reason why it's happening, honey, is because part of it is that it's overwhelming in the world right now, and that is a fact. It's overwhelming. A lot of people are going through these changes. And they're feeling like they're restricted because these challenges have been so big. And then they go, well, I thought I got over that. I thought I did this before. You know, and the truth is you did do it before. You did change it before. But now you're being asked to go deeper. And that's the part of the shamanizing, is that it's almost like it's like the rites of passage, if you understand that from the Native American. It's you're going through the rites of passage. Okay, so you're pulling your power back and saying, okay, you know, you're hanging up there, you know, and you're going, I'm doing the best I can. But now you got to take a deeper breath. It's like the show The Matrix, Neo, you know, he goes against the Matrix and he keeps getting shot and he goes down and he goes down. And finally he goes, wait a minute. And then he stands up and not even the bullets can touch him. And then he's pulling off the bullets, you know. That's what we're doing. We're learning how to grow and to get deeper. But some people are experiencing the fact that they're overwhelmed and that they're thinking that because they're overwhelmed that they can't do it. The truth is you certainly can. Otherwise, you wouldn't be going through these challenges. You're being challenged in order to find your strength. You're the gold underneath it all. You're just walking through the fire. And the truth is that it's a form of surrender. It's like there's a past that tells us that we can't live the way we used to. And this is for everybody, Dennis. This is for everyone, honey. And that we can't live the way we used to because the way we used to, we might have been hiding behind a bushel. We might not have been as strong as we really truly are. So these challenges are trying to say, look at you, look at you, look at how much you can do. You know, so remember that this is not bad news bears. This is learning how to reorganize and reconstruct your own soul to become who you came here to be. So this is what it is. It really is, honey. And so it's that 2 steps forward, 1 step back thing. There are things you can do to help. There's a flower essence that works really, really well, and it's called elm, E-L-M.
Uh-huh.
And elm is significant for feeling overwhelmed. And when you can take a couple drops under your tongue and take some deep breaths, honey. Take some deep breaths. And when you go into the heart, you tell yourself, oh, yes, I can. Challenge it. That's what I'm saying is this is why this this radio show is so important. It's because we have to all learn how to do it together. And when you recognize you're not alone, you say, oh, I'm not alone in this. I can really, I can breathe different. Give yourself back the credit you deserve, hon. That's what I'm going to tell you. You deserve the credit to be able to be more self-confident with yourself.
Yeah, breathing has been a big issue with the smoking. And, you know, I mean, I gave that up several years ago, and now I just can't breathe when I have a cigarette or a round of cigarettes. So it's like, you know.
It's telling you it's time to quit. That's what that is. It's the opposite effect of saying there's something wrong. It's actually not wrong at all. And when we say that something's wrong, we must be careful because many, and this is for everybody, because saying that there's something wrong, I have it in my book, The Sacred Language of the Human Body. I have a chapter that says, something's wrong, you say? Because truthfully, down deep inside, it's not wrong at all. All it is pushing you a little bit further and a little bit further to find out how strong you really are. Okay? And that's really, that's the nitty-gritty right now.
I have that, so I'll reread it. Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome, honey. And thank you for calling, Dennis, because I really appreciate your phone call. I'm sure other people do, too.
All right. Love you. Thanks.
Love you. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that was great. And, you know, more those addictions, honey, it seems like we're paying the piper for that. I know everyone is. Okay, well, now let's see. We've got another person that's called in. We've got about 12 minutes left. So let's bring Patty in. So we can see what's going on. Hi, Patty from Virginia.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Can
Hi,
you
Patty.
Me? Yeah, okay. I have two issues. One I've had for a long time. The other one is fairly new. The issue that I've had for a long time is with my intestines. They just don't want to work. I know I don't drink enough water, but they just, no matter what, they just don't work. And the other one is my eyesight has started to diminish. I don't know if the two related. I know sometimes when you have one issue, it's related to another.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it more is like that, Patty. Thank you for asking, honey. Yes. And so what, when you say that your intestines aren't working right, would you tell us more about that? Is it the fact that you're not digesting?
Well, I don't know about digestion. It's just that I don't go to the bathroom regularly. I mean, I can go for a week and not go to the bathroom.
Ah, all right. So it's more of the constipation.
Right.
Okay, let's go there. Let's talk about that because that's more important.
Okay.
So for you. All right, so constipation means what are you not letting go of? And basically, you know, our bowels are meant to work with receiving and giving taking in and putting out. That's the system, taking in and putting out. If they're not putting out, then you're holding on to something that you're insecure about and you're not sure how to deal with it. So this is what you're coming up for, is to be able to say, what are you holding on to that's making you feel like you can't let go? It's a safety issue, honey. So it's a safety issue. Okay? So this is what it is. And then the bottom line. And then what it does is, if it makes you feel like your eyesight, let me look at you a minute. Do you feel like sometimes like your eyesight is going dim or that you have any dizziness at all?
Yeah, sometimes dizziness, but it's kind of cloudy, almost like allergies or something.
Dim. Yeah, that's what I call dim. Okay, so what that is what's happening is you're scared. There's something you're afraid of. Do you know what that is?
I may know, but I'm not letting myself know it.
That's it. So it's going to require a little bit more of you're going to be the Patty investigator. Okay, and basically you're going to go into your own emotions and go into your heart and ask yourself some questions about what you feel you're holding on to that is having to do around safety. And when you recognize that, then that's going to be your number one healer right there. When you get that information and you take some deep breaths into the situation that you've been afraid of, it could be a relationship, it can be your future, anything at all, You need to let it go by trusting. This is why I said trusting in our universe today is really not easy. That part is not easy, but it's called surrendering. So that's what's affecting your vision, too. It's the same thing.
Same thing.
Yeah, it's the big picture, honey. And so when you start recognizing it and trust yourself, love, trust yourself in knowing that it's okay to feel, it's okay to get to the nitty-gritty because that's the reason. So then you get to that and the rest will work. It's called the as above, so below. Once we get the big picture and we begin to really recognize, to be honest with ourselves, truthful, then you will start going, okay then, and start learning how to just challenge it, surrender, let go, and watch what happens. If anything, you're going to start attracting something incredible, and you'll be feeling a lot better. And remember, there are supplements out there that can also help. There's herbs, there's things you can do to help you. And cascara is really a really good herb to help you to release. But don't hesitate. Cascara, it's C-A-S-C-A-R-A.
That's like a senna based or something, isn't that kind of dependent, addictive or something?
Not at all.
No.
It's tree bark.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cascara.
So cascara is a tree bark. So you can just go ahead and take a little bit of that, and that'll help you to start becoming a little bit more loose in your stools, that kind of thing. So not to worry. Just remember, be very, very honest with yourself with the word safety. What are you feeling unsafe about? Go there. And watch what happens, okay?
Okay, that's great. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, thanks for calling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that was great, and we all need to hear that, honey. That was wonderful. Okay, we still got a couple more people. I'm going to bring Julia in. She's from Texas. Austin, hold on. Mm-hmm. Hi, Julia. Hello? That may have hung up. Let me go on to the next caller. Let's go to Tricia. Just a moment. Hello?
Trish?
Hello?
Can you hear us, Trish?
I can.
Hi, Trish.
Hi.
Hi, Trish.
My question is, I have a lot of mucus buildup, and I don't know if it's from acid reflux or nasal, and wondering how to address that.
Oh, sweet question. Okay. All right. Let me look at you a minute, Trish. Okay. Did your father have the same? Do you remember? Is this something that runs in your bloodline? Do you know if anybody else has had this in your past, in your family?
I don't. My parents passed early.
Okay. I think this is related to an environmental issue. And basically what it is it's congestion. In other words, you're the kind that might take on a lot and have a full plate. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. So you'll take on a lot, you'll have a full plate, and then what will happen is you'll take on too much. And right now, Spirit's asking us not to take on so much, but to actually become better, work smarter. Not more. Work smarter, not more. That's what I'm going to say, because basically that's the cause. It's an environmental issue. It means that you're taking on too much and you're becoming kind of maybe cloudy or confused in the process. And what it is it's not that you're trying to be, but it can overwhelm you from that. And too much mucus is congestion. And when it affects our breathing, then it has to do with being congestion about how much we are taking on in life, and maybe we're taking on too much. So that's your answer, sweetie pie.
Okay, is there anything you can take for it? Because I think the majority of it is coming from an irritated esophagus.
Yeah, well, it's really not the same. You have a different, there's a different cause. The irritated esophagus comes from feeling maybe pressured or feeling irritated esophagus also has to do with a hiatal issue. Sometimes the hiatal is too high and we're not digesting properly. It can be a number of things, but energetically speaking, it has to do with having too much on your plate and not knowing if you're doing it right or doing it well enough, that kind of thing. It's nervousness. It's the nerves that kick up and kick in. And so the irritated esophagus is from nervousness. and it may not come out as nerve pain or nerve condition, but it will come out in the esophagus because the hiatal comes up too high, and then it hits on our lungs and our diaphragm and our heart, okay, which causes us not to be able to digest properly. That's where the acid comes up. So we have to relax, 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 relax. And then you can even push that hiatal down, and you can actually give it a little bit of a tug back down to the belly button. And you do it when you're laying down on your back. I do have exercises like that on my website. I have how to heal at home, certain videos on how to heal at home. And one of them is putting down the hiatal and how to do that. But it's pretty simple, but remember that's the cause. Okay?
I will.
And it
thank
really,
you.
You're welcome. And the mucus is not related to the hiatal on this side, as far as I can see.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Well, that was great. I mean, you know, everything you're talking about, I'm going, okay, if it isn't with me, I know it's with someone else that, you know, that I, you know, have talked to that had issues. Yes, I could see that. That's great. Well, mm-hmm. You know, we've got three minutes left this evening, and so we talked about everybody that's called in. Would you like to share something in closing that you would like to let us know or remind us?
Yes, honey, I would. This is the time that we really need to learn how to love ourselves. It's the time that we realize that, you know, the way that we've been living is not necessarily the way we want to live. And so if we get too nervous, if we get too upset, if we get this and this and this, you remember that your emotions are going to magnify in the future. And so they're going to continue to magnify. So where do you really want to come from? You know, what kind of emotion do you want to get larger in your life? Self-love, self-esteem, more confidence, more strength. These are the things we want to pull in. That, like I say, and this is what is most important, is to really, really grab our power and say we do have it. We are the medicine. You know, we have everything in our body. We have the serotonin. We've got it all. All we have to do is let it happen, and it comes through self-esteem. The more you can give yourself credit where credit's due, like I was telling Dennis, love yourself. Give it back to yourself and realize that you do have the strength. The problem sometimes is that our physical body has taken on too much and the adrenal system is overloaded. So, you know, check it out and see, you know, do some muscle testing if you have to. And if your adrenals are too much, then you're going to need to learn how to stop living so heavy, either in your mind, in your thinking, okay, or in your physical life and how much you're taking on. Now, you can work smarter by being more coherent, which means that you're becoming more balanced. When you become more balanced, and it's only through the heart that we can do this, okay? And there's several different techniques you can use. HeartMath has a ton of them. And then we can use them to help us to become more coherent and balanced within, and that's going to get us through. So that alone is going to help us to breathe better, breathe deeper, not to be so anxious or overloaded with something that we're afraid of. We don't have to have any fear, but because we live in this world, we naturally are going to have something hit us in order to learn. Not to take us down, just to learn. So remember, there's nobody against us and there's nobody holding a club over your head. We need to learn to love ourselves. And that's what I'm going to close with, Pam. I cannot thank you enough for having me on your show again today. This has just been wonderful to share this information.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and we want to have you back again. And everything you shared was just right on. And, of course, I picked up about the middle of the show that it's all about loving ourselves, and we don't, and we weren't taught how to, so now we're learning how to do that. And that's
right, right. And it's
yeah.
not about our moms and dads. It's not no. about our mothers and fathers anymore.
Yeah,
it's all about us.
It's all about us figuring that one out. Well, thank you, and everyone have a great evening, and have a great week. We're going to have a great show next Monday, so be sure and tune in again at 4:30. Annie, did you want to say something in closing?
Well, I just wanted to thank Mona again. What a great show. And I feel like you were talking to me the whole show about everything going on in my life.
Because I have a lot of chaos going on, but I don't have. I know I don't have to sweat the small stuff. I just have to learn from it, and definitely making time for myself. I'm really going to work on that these next few months.
Fabulous. And that's my point. Good job.
Somehow figure out how to do that, because I am my mother's caregiver right now, and it gets a little overwhelming sometimes. So,
mm-hmm.
and trying to work.
Yeah, you might want to get some of that elm too, honey, to kind of help you carry through it. But just keep breathing in and knowing that you have it all in you, and it's going to be just fine. Things always work out the way they're supposed to in the time they do.
Right. And I know that. I just have to be reminded. So thanks for everything you shared tonight. It was perfect. Everyone have a great week.
Okay.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.